Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good day, and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me today. Thank you for taking a few moments to sit with God's Word before the activities of your day begin. My prayer is that wherever you're listening from, the Lord will strengthen your heart, renew your hope, and remind you that He has never stopped working in your life. Our topic today is A Journey of Faith and Trust. Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, which reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Several years ago, author John Ortberg shared a memorable experience in his book, If You Want to Walk on Water, You've Got to Get Out of the Boat. He recounted taking flying lessons and described one of the hardest things he had to learn. When a pilot flies into thick clouds, the body's senses can become dangerously misleading. A pilot may feel the plane is climbing when it is actually descending, or feel level when the aircraft is banking. Many fatal accidents have happened because inexperienced pilots trusted their feelings instead of their instruments. That is why pilots are trained to trust the flight instruments, even when every emotion tells them something different. Their feelings can deceive them, but the instruments reveal the truth. That story beautifully illustrates the Christian life. There are seasons when our emotions tell us that God has forgotten us. Circumstances whisper that nothing will ever change. Delays make us wonder if our prayers are reaching heaven. But God's Word remains the instrument we can trust. His promises never change, even when our feelings do. Faith is not pretending that challenges don't exist. Faith is choosing to believe God's voice above every other voice. Think about Abraham. God promised him a son, yet years passed with no visible evidence. Still, Romans 4 verses 20 and 21 says he did not waver through unbelief, being fully convinced that what God had promised he was also able to perform. That is what a journey of faith looks like. It is waking up every day believing that God's timing is still perfect. It is praying when answers seem delayed. It is obeying when the next step isn't completely clear. Perhaps today you are trusting God for healing, for a job, for restoration in your family, for financial breakthrough, or for direction about the future. I don't know exactly what you are going through, but I know this. The God who began a good work in your life will not abandon it. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 reminds us that He completes what He starts. Sometimes we ask God for the whole map, but He gives us enough light for the next step. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." A lamp doesn't illuminate miles ahead. It provides enough light to keep moving. As we walk in obedience, God continues to reveal the way. So don't let today's uncertainty steal tomorrow's confidence. Keep trusting. Keep praying. Keep obeying. Keep believing. The Lord is leading you, even when you cannot yet see the destination. Today, I declare over your life, every fear that has been competing with your faith will lose its hold in Jesus' name. The Lord will direct your steps. Confusion will give way to clarity. Doors that He has ordained for you will open at the right time. Your waiting season will produce wisdom, maturity, and testimonies. You will not miss God's purpose for your life. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Wherever you are, I want you to ask yourself, what situation in your life have you been trying to control instead of trusting God with completely? Take a quiet moment today and surrender that area to Him. action step for the day. Choose one promise from Scripture that speaks to your current situation. Write it down, read it several times today, and whenever anxiety rises, repeat God's promise instead of rehearsing your fears. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, say this with me with conviction. Today, I choose to trust God with all my heart. His plans for me are good. He is directing my steps, opening the right doors, and strengthening my faith. I will not be ruled by fear or uncertainty. God's promises are true, and I will see His goodness in my life. This is my season. I will walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you because you are faithful in every season. I commit every listener into your loving hands today. Strengthen those who are weary, encourage those who are discouraged, and give peace to every troubled heart. Let your wisdom guide every decision they make today. Open doors that no one can shut, provide for every need, protect them and their families, and let their lives become living testimonies of your goodness. As they walk by faith, let them experience your presence in new and powerful ways. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Winning Everyday Podcast. If today's message has encouraged you, please share it with someone who needs hope and faith today. Together, let's keep spreading God's word and helping others win every day. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.